T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You wouldn't do the same. Ooh, you never do the same. No.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. We'll get to one big New York City tourist attraction that is closed for the rest of the year, and then another event happening in New York that looks like it's a go at the end of the summer. But first, let's talk about Adele and her love life. So back last fall, there were rumors that she and rapper Skepta were an item. They've been flirting back and forth on social media. Well, the picture that I told you about yesterday where she was like, had a couple drinks and was singing to her own concert on TV. Some fans connected the dots. So the rapper, Skepta, said, "Finally got your Instagram password, LOL. And then she sent a winking emoji and a red heart emoji. And then somebody said, "Wait a minute, did you take the picture?" Because then you realize, like, somebody had to take that picture of Adele because it was pretty far back. So it looks like he was maybe with her while she was a little tipsy and taking those pictures. So people are excited. People are excited that she has love in her life. Okay, let's talk about the VMAs. Governor Cuomo yesterday said the VMAs will take place August 30th. And this
is he a spokesman now for MTV?
Cuomo, he's hosting.
Yeah, apparently. They're going to happen at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Maybe an audience, maybe not. And if there is an audience, it'll be pretty limited. But then they're also going to honor all 5 boroughs. So they're going to have VMA performances, it looks like, in each one of the 5 boroughs.
That's cool.
They're still working on everything. It's obviously in flux because a lot can change between now and the end of August. He said they're working with government officials and the medical community on how to safely hold the VMAs there. And health, number one priority.
And people's reaction? I didn't know the VMAs were still on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good time. Hasn't been the same.
Hasn't been the same since
the Comedy Brothers
haven't
been in the credits, yeah. But
right,
you know.
But it's weird that this came out on the same day that it was announced Broadway will remain closed through the end of the year.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
I know. The Broadway League said all Broadway performances on hold for the next 6 months.
Ooh. How many shattered dreams? I mean, it's sad.
We're talking 9 months that Broadway's been shut down. I mean, this is a real thing. Whenever there are still people who are like, it's just like the flu. Like, Broadway is still shut down and is shut down through the end of the year.
How many shows are going to be written during this time, you know, or about this time?
Yeah. Right.
Lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, there's a show title right there.
Yep, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Lockdown. Cirque du Soleil has filed for bankruptcy during this time since there are no Cirque du Soleil performances.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And yesterday we...
Can you picture one of those quirky Cirque du Soleil characters handing in the bankruptcy paperwork?
And yes,
it disappears and the clerk's like, all right.
And yesterday we had the news that Mulan has been pushed back yet again. And I think it's because then late yesterday we had the news that AMC theaters have delayed their reopening until the end of July. So I'm sure the movie theaters are in conversations with the, you know, with Disney and all the other filmmakers. And with the news of that, that's probably one of the contributing reasons why Mulan is not opening. Mm-hmm.
So no MC theaters have been open anywhere in the United States?
I don't think so.
Man, because others are, right? I mean, smaller chains are open.
Yeah. And we said yesterday, the top grossing movie theater in the entire country last weekend was a drive-in theater in Dearborn, Michigan. So drive-ins are having a day. They're having a moment for sure. Someone who's not having a moment, Dr. Dre. His wife, Nicole Young, has filed for divorce after 24 years of marriage. No prenup, guys. He's worth about $800 million. And I went back and $800 million. Because they, she's a lawyer. She's, you know, has her own career, but they married in 1996. So at that point, he had already been, you know, with NWA. He had released his solo album. He had some money, for sure.
But not that headphone money.
No, not that Beats money.
Not that Eminem money.
So then he went on to produce for a bunch of artists and then teamed up with Jimmy Iovine. And they did Beats by Dre, and they sold it for $3 billion about 6 years ago.
And now whenever you see those headphones, the right ear will be hers.
Maybe instead of labeled left, right, it'll be his, hers.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a lawyer, and who knows? He may have suggested a prenup. She's no dummy.
A doctor and a lawyer, that's a power couple.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Really is. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40, more online at Y98.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. We start the Schmig on a sad note. Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98. He died last night at his home in Beverly Hills. His family was with him when he passed. Carl Reiner, just one of the greats. If you don't know a lot about him, he was a producer, he was a director, he was an actor, Grammy winner. He won 9 Emmys over 7 decades, and he has more than 400 credits. He created and starred in The Dick Van Dyke Show. He also cast a new actress to play Dick's wife, Mary Tyler Moore. He made a best-selling album with Mel Brooks, 2,000 Years with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks.
Yeah, they did a bit called The 2,000-Year-Old Man. Here's a little clip of it.
In other words, you're afraid to fly in an airplane.
On the nosy.
Yeah, I see, but why?
Because if the good Lord meant men to fly, he would have given them tickets, right?
He directed Oh God with George Burns, The Jerk with Steve Martin, worked on a bunch of movies with Steve Martin, directed Summer Rental with John Candy, Summer School with Mark Harmon, tons of TV shows too, and I would be remiss, he was in Toy Story 4. Kevin always goes to the animated film that someone started.
Yeah, he played Carl Rhinoceros.
I love it.
And he was in Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13.
Yeah. Big Twitter user, too. In fact, he was tweeting yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
And I think he and Mel Brooks met every day for lunch.
That's true.
You know, even during the pandemic, they had Zoom meetings.
Wow.
Man. Yeah, 98 years old.
What a great run.
Yeah.
Man, what a body of work, too.
I know. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The cast reunited as part of Josh Gad's Together Apart series that he's been doing on YouTube. You had Matthew Broderick. Let me tell you who's aged the best out of that cast. Alan Ruck, who plays Cameron. He's good. He's looking good he looks like a distinguished gentleman.
Still got it.
Yeah.
He does. He's still got it for sure. Mia Sara was there. Jennifer Grey was there. The parents. And then they did a little trivia with someone who's apparently the biggest Ferris Bueller fan, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
By the way, his quarantine haircut's got to go. I'm just saying that. and then at the end, they paid tribute. If you watch this Together Apart, at the very end of the YouTube video, you can see a tribute to late director John Hughes, where all of these stars come together. They play the beginning clip of one of the famous John Hughes movies, and then the actor current day like finishes the line. So Chevy Chase does a line from Vacation. Molly Ringwald does a line from 16 Candles. Catherine O'Hara does a line from Home Alone. So that's kind of a cool tribute to John Hughes. Don't watch it around the kids. They found every line from a John Hughes film that has a bomb in it. So I learned that the hard way this morning. Russell Crowe talking to James Corden on The Late Late Show. And Corden asked him to share a prized possession that audiences wouldn't typically get to see since, you know, they're broadcast. They're talking to each other from home. So Russell Crowe raised something that he got at an auction. The Grammy Award given to Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Roy Orbison for their Class of 55 album.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
That's really cool.
And then he talked about like this even more amazing story that he has. So he and Ed Sheeran are friends, and Ed has visited him a few times. And when Ed found the Grammy of Johnny Cash's Grammy, he's like, you know what we do with Grammys. And Ed Sheeran poured Jack Daniels into the Grammy, and they started doing shots out of it.
Wow. I didn't realize it could hold stuff.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out. I think maybe the statue has changed a little bit.
Are you sure he didn't take shots out of his cargo shorts? That makes more sense.
He knows that he'd get way too drunk that way.
Yeah.
Those pockets are large.
Deep pockets.
Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular. Still going down on NBC. Black Eyed Peas, John Legend, Killers, Lady A, Tim McGraw, and Brad Paisley all performing. This is interesting, though. So things have changed a little bit during COVID-19, and a press release says the show has been reimagined as a series of neighborhood shows beginning in June and culminating on July 4th. The displays will launch unannounced on select evenings at one or two locations. So they're like clearly not telling people where the fireworks are in advance. So what? So they don't gather? They don't want people getting close together watching these fireworks? But how is that if the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular just starts going off in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
insane. Did it already happen? Did one already happen? Somebody posted.
So, yeah, they said
thunder overnight.
They said beginning in June. They said beginning in June. So,
yeah,
like,
because a friend posted from Brooklyn last night.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So there was one just randomly in Brooklyn. And it's not like your neighbor's shooting off fireworks. This is like the Macy's
right.
Fireworks Spectacular all of a sudden happening in Brooklyn, and you're trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
Weird.
Which then I think leads to people going out in the street and gathering and producing the exact consequence you didn't want happening.
Yeah.
Which is people gathering together to figure out what the heck is going on. There you go. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at y98.com. And right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Thanks again to Luann for the update.
Also, the people on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Right now, it's celebrity birthday time. Let's see what famous people were born today, June 30th. We'll start off with a guy who you know very well from Full Metal Jacket as Private Pyle, and then he went on to become Detective Gorin in Law & Order Criminal Intent. But I also love him as the Kingpin on the Netflix Daredevil series. How old is Vincent D'Onofrio?
Offering you the opportunity to confront the man implicated in the deaths of your family. Yes, I benefit from your actions. If for some reason my involvement diminishes your passion for answers, for revenge, well, that's your choice.
Say his name again.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Isn't it just D'Onofrio?
D'Onofrio?
Yeah.
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio.
Give him a little bit more. Also, Men in Black, I think of him.
Oh, that's right.
Tons of stuff.
Oh, yeah, Jurassic
Adventures
World.
In babysitting, wasn't he in
yes!
that?
Yes!
What? Who is
it?
Oh, he was the
Thor.
Guy. At, yeah.
Yeah.
At the garage.
Yes.
Crazy. He's a tough one.
Yep.
51.
Yeah, 58.
I think that's a good guess. 59.
61.
Wow. Yeah. D'Onofrio.
Looking
D'Onofrio.
Good.
D'Onofrio. From serious to comedy, how old is In Living Color superstar David Alan Grier?
But that's because I get to go home. Yeah, I got to say, in a way, I admire all y'all young men's for sticking it out in here. Matter of fact, I wrote a song about it. Like the head, head go.
I think he's maybe around the same.
67.
What'd you say, Tim? 67?
Yeah, you should go in the middle.
68?
64. Now let's look at some sports superstars who were born on this day. We'll look at the greatest of all time. The most decorated Olympian of all time. 28 Olympic medals, 23 of them gold. How old is Michael Phelps?
He gets it done again!
Man, if you would have just played a splash like him diving into the pool, I would have been so impressed with you.
35
is correct.
Nice.
Yeah,
nicely done.
And finally, maybe you enjoyed his role in The Hangover. Maybe you owned his video game for Nintendo. How old is Mike Tyson?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Of course, my guy.
Hold on. But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
52?
Fifty-four?
54 is correct.
Nice.
There you go.
And he wants the box again, right?
Yeah. And he was always in phenomenal shape, so he's even in more phenomenal shape.
Is he?
No, more phenomenal shape? I don't think so.
Phenomenalist?
Just than when he was 25? Mike Tyson?
I wouldn't go in the ring.
Well, no, but that doesn't mean he's in better shape now than he was when he was 25.
He's still got it.
He's aged very, very well.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin. Lance Hildebrand with a look at your traffic.
And the busiest report of the rush hour at the very end. Weather is an issue. We've got standing one.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.